Donut Lab's solid-state battery announcement caught everybody by surprise. I got messaged by a lot of you. Many of you were understandably excited, but dubious. Skepticism is definitely warranted for anyone claiming an all-solid-state battery with these performance metrics. 400 watt-hours per kilogram. We usually see 250 to 300 watt-hours per kilogram is typically what you'd see in a lithium-ion cell. Full charge in 5 minutes. 100,000 cycle life. Typically, a lithium-ion cell chemistry would be between 1,000 and 5,000. Operating temperature ranges from negative 30 degrees Celsius to 100 degrees Celsius, where most struggle below freezing. Lower cost than traditional lithium ion. Now, this claim is unclear because I'm assuming they're referring to nickel manganese cobalt lithium ion here, and then sourced from abundant materials that are available everywhere. I chatted with a few people at the Donut Labs booth about the battery and the company's partner Watt, who developed an EV skateboard platform that EV manufacturers can build on. Donut Labs has been developing motors for years. But the team also started developing their own solid-state battery in secret. When I spoke to the chief technology officer, he said they kept it secret until they had something they could actually manufacture. Not an idea of a solid-state battery, but one that is real, working, and can be produced. It's going to be shipping in the Verge TS Pro motorcycle in the coming months. Now, the company is claiming to have a factory capable of producing on gigawatt scale when spun up to full speed. That's supposed to happen this year. And this is very different from what we've seen in other solid-state companies developing their systems in public, often to much frustration and impatience on our part. What makes me hold off on popping the champagne is that there are no details about the battery itself. They wouldn't comment on the exact chemistry or method of production, full stop. The reason is that this proprietary information that they're not willing to disclose just yet, which I get. And when I asked if they had any third-party validation that they could share, even if it was obfuscated for proprietary details, they said they're working on pulling that together to share with the public in the not-too-distant future. They didn't put a hard date on it, but it sounded like it would be a few months out at the earliest. My friend Ryan from the channel Xeroth beat me to the punch and has a fantastic breakdown of what he thinks this actually is. And a little hint, he thinks it's actually a capacitor, not a battery. Ricky from 2-Bit DaVinci, Ryan and I had a pretty spirited discussion about this at dinner during CES. Be sure to check out Ryan's video, but I'm planning on doing a deeper dive on this down the road as I can get more information. I'm keenly interested in what they're doing here, but for now, I'm keeping my skeptic hat firmly in place.